this boy meets world. Boy meets world. Wander down this road that we call life. It's what we're doing. It's good to know our friends will always stand by me. When this boy meets world.
He really takes this seriously, doesn't he?
Oh, he's a birthday freak.
I can't take this pressure every year. I'm gonna be in therapy over this, aren't I?
We'll get a group rate, honey.
Not gonna happen! This year, you have wisely chosen Eric Matthews as the Alan Matthews birthday party planner. Bravo to you.
You are the right man for the job.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right, listen. Here's the key as I see it. Dad was a Navy man, which means he'll use any means, even torture, to find out about this party.
Dad was a cook in the Coast Guard.
Daddy was a Navy SEAL! Don't! He's doing it again!
Hi!
Hello!
Tell him nothing!
Three more days. I'm gonna be so happy in three more days. Anybody know why? Huh, Morgan?
I'm not playing.
What a baby! 46, the big 46. Where do you get a 46-year-old, huh? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, Alan, leave us the hell alone.
Hey!
Hey!
Sorry,
you.
Angela.
What's up, man?
Tell them.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell us what?
Nothing. I got a letter from my mom, from Verna.
Have you opened it?
No.
Tear it up.
Corey, I haven't heard from her in 3 years.
Just tear it up.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Mr. Matthews. Happy birthday in 3 days, right? 46?
This is what I'm talking about, people. This is a good boy.
Sean, look, everything's going great for you, okay? You've got friends. You've got a beautiful, honest, sweet, loving woman that loves you.
Well, thanks, Corey.
Shut up. You've made peace with your father's death. You've made peace with your loony mother. Okay, there's no good in that letter.
Corey, maybe Sean needs to take a look at that letter for reasons you can't see right now.
Gee, Mom, you know, I'm looking around the room here trying to see if anyone asked your opinion. I don't see anyone. Is anyone... No?
Look, want an opinion, you ask Topanga, okay? Ask her. Go ahead. Topanga, tell him.
Corey, honey, I think you need to let Sean do whatever he wants.
Excuse me. Don't you ever snap at me like that in public again.
It says my mom is somewhere in Honduras.
Oh, no. He opened it.
And she's never coming back. That's nothing new. She heard that Dad died, and now I have the right to know something.
Sean, put the letter back in the envelope.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's good news.
Trust me. It's not.
Sean?
She's not my real mother. Gotta find my mom, Jack. She's the only family you have left.
You gonna say that again? You know, let's go on a search for your brother. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have to. He's here.
You're my half-brother.
Okay, well, how about the other half beats the crap out of you?
Okay! Listen up, people. Here's the plan as I see it. We give Morgan, who will be our decoy, some kind of poison that'll make her ill. Dad'll have to take her to the hospital. And when he's in the emergency room, that's when the party begins.
So let me make sure I understand this. You're willing to poison your sister to surprise your father.
The problem is, if Morgan goes south, I mean, if she actually, well, croaks, it's gonna put a damper on the entire party. Which is why we get horsey rides. Notice me. I'm Eric. On the horsey, let's call him Pete. The two of us together, having fun, joy, merriment. Corey,
I want to be over there.
Take me with you.
All right, if any of you need me, gonna be at the poison store.
Interesting family on Dad's side. His great-grandfather and great-uncle were born in Scotland.
Scottish!
And what they were known for was, well, one day they slaughtered their entire village.
Ah, slaughters!
come from thieves and pillagers. I come from bad people.
Well, hey, you know, we haven't looked up your mom's side.
I've had three mothers.
Yes, Verna, Minghua, and Elaine.
I think we can rule Minghua out.
Which leaves Elaine?
Elaine McGinty. Ah, yes, last spotted in Boston.
She's probably sitting in a coffee house reading poetry right now. You think Elaine's where I got my poetry thing, Cor?
No.
Why not?
I don't want you to expect anything.
Okay. I've entered all the information, so all you have to do is hit search, and they'll send you the results a few days later in the mail. Sure you want to do this, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Is that your final answer?
So when the firecrackers go off, Rachel runs inside the house and yells...
The Japanese are attacking. The Japanese are attacking.
What? Okay, see, I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Oh, but Daniel went outside because he's a Navy SEAL.
Not
shut. You got to get your cakes. That's the only job is to get the cakes. You got that, Squirt?
I like when you call me Squirt.
All right, everybody. I hold in my hand the research result of one Elaine McGinty Hunter. I have a mother. She's in here.
Open it.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, open it, because things are going great. Everybody's happy. We're all getting along, and who wants that?
What?
Yeah, open it.
Huh, how about that? These hunters are tricky people. It must be in our blood. A hunter doesn't want to be found, she won't be found.
Well, you know, maybe we can just try again.
No, because every trace that we did, Jack, they came up empty.
Maybe she got married again.
Maybe her name just changed.
Maybe she doesn't want to be found.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to be found by me.
You're overreacting.
Sean, are you going to be okay?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I knew this was a long shot. I'm just, you know, I'm glad that I tried.
Sean, you have a tendency to push your friends away when these things happen to you.
Sean, we're happy now, okay? Don't you dare go doing something crazy to us.
Angela, love, kiss.
Forget about it.
Okay? I'm leaving now. Not some big Sean exit. I'm just got stuff to do, okay?
Go on, get out of here. We're tired of looking at your ugly face. Right, everybody?
Get out.
Right.
Get out.
Leave.
Listen, don't forget about my dad's party, okay?
Wouldn't miss it.
Corey.
Yeah.
What do you think he's gonna do?
Probably something that'll devastate himself as well as everyone around him.
Usual.
Hey, Daddy-o.
Hi.
Y'all sad?
Yeah.
Because it's your birthday, so you didn't make any plans so you could be here, and now you're here, but nobody here doing anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you didn't make any plans for tomorrow night, did you?
Why?
Oh, no, there's no reason. No reason at all. No reason at all. I just don't want you to make any plans for tomorrow night.
Tell me.
No,
tell
I can't.
Me.
I can't tell.
Tell
oh!
Me.
Okay. Big luau, okay?
Tomorrow night?
But tomorrow night's not my birthday. Tomorrow night's just tomorrow night. I have a horsey coming.
Eric, you throw a birthday party on a person's birthday.
Then you're not going to be surprised. Hey, I think I know what I'm doing, all right, Dad? I planned this whole thing myself. You know, so, like, how much do you like Morgan?
What are you doing here now?
You know, it's funny, I don't know. Mom told me to be here at exactly 7:30 for some...
Surprise! Outstanding!
What's the occasion?
Oh, Eric, we used you as a decoy. We knew you'd be stupid, so we used it against you.
I'm a decoy because I'm so stupid. I am so stupid. But hey, you know something? That's going to make my party for you tomorrow a big surprise, right, Dad?
Right!
Surprise!
It's tomorrow night, you idiot!
Baby Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey. Happy birthday, Corey's father.
Sean, can I talk to you for a second? I just want to talk to you for one second.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy.
Sean, baby, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, baby. How are you? It's a pleasure to see you this evening. You look great.
Sean.
Aren't you disappointed? She's disappointed.
Dude.
Sean.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. Man, buddy, Sean. Hey.
Hey.
You're not supposed to be drinking, right?
Sean, you know what? Let's just go sit together. Come on, let's go for a walk.
You still love me, huh?
Yes.
We don't have any mommies.
I know.
Sean, why don't you come into the kitchen with me for a minute?
You gonna make me an omelet?
I want to have a talk with you now.
Not my dad.
Yeah, well, I'm all you have,
wait,
right?
What? You're not my dad. Yeah, I don't have a dad. And I don't have a mom. I'm an orphan. I'm an old orphan. My childhood is over. And I never had any parents. Oh, stop whining. I hate you.
I'll be your father.
You'll be what?
I want you to be a member of this family.
Ellen?
We want you to be a member of this family.
Yeah, we do. You need a mom? I'm a really good mom. I got references.
Yeah, she's good.
She's the best I've ever had.
You want to adopt me?
Sean, you have always been a part of our family.
How about we make it official?
Old Faithful. Why don't you go home to your wife and leave me alone? Sorry, Sam. I thought you were someone else.
It's cold out, son. Go home.
Wow, you really didn't follow me, huh? Yeah. A guy gets married and that's the end of me.
I'm here.
I knew you would be.
So, where are we going?
I thought we'd go to the cemetery.
I thought we'd go for pie.
Cemetery.
Boysenberry. Sean, I don't like cemeteries. Come on, there's a high concentration of dead people. I haven't even visited my Nana Boo Boo.
Your Nana Boo Boo's not dead.
Oh, so now you're a doctor? Sean,
come here.
Look, come back to my house.
Okay, my family offered to adopt you tonight. Do you know how great that is? You'd actually be my brother. You are my brother already.
So come back to my house. There's life at my house. My family wants you there. What's waiting for you at the cemetery?
My family. Mine. You having a good time in there with all your secrets? Like the fact that you've been married 62 times and never bothered to tell me who my real mother was? What possible reason could a father have not to tell his boy who his mom is?
Maybe the father was trying to protect the boy. Hey, thanks for planting those flowers there. You keep the place real nice and pretty for all my many visitors.
Why didn't you tell me who my mom was?
Your mother's Verna.
No, the woman who gave birth to me.
Oh, her. Ah, she took off. When you were born, I said, honey, it's a... Honey? Hey, but don't blame her, son. She wasn't really the mother type. She was more How can I put this delicately? A stripper.
My mom was a stripper?
The best.
Did you love her?
I did. I did love her. Wasn't enough to hold her, though.
Well, neither was I guess. Wasn't enough to hold her. Wasn't enough to hold Verna.
No. You were adorable. You had that little butt that Verna loved to powder. Women did not find my butt adorable, however. They kicked it around pretty good during my life. Truth is, you had a lousy mother. Lousy father. You come from a long line of lousy, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you got dealt a bad hand, son. I'm sorry about it.
You know, the Matthews offered to adopt me.
Whoa.
I know.
That sounds like a sweet deal.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't get any better than the Matthews. You'd be trading way up on that one.
Come on, you're my father.
I'm dead. Look, take it from your dead dad. Become a Matthews. Put it to bed.
You know, I always thought you were the black sheep of the family.
I was.
No, you weren't. You stayed. You raised me.
Came and went. I tried.
You did a good job with me, Dad. People like me. I even have friends. I even have someone who loves me.
Hold on to her.
I will. Just like I'm holding on to you.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I'm proud of you. You're the one who started to turn this family around.
You're proud of me?
I couldn't be prouder. Try to tell you at the hospital.
Well, I couldn't really hear you. You know, I was going, oh. I hear you now.
Thank you for being my father.
You love me, huh?
Ain't that a kick?
Sleep.
Sean? You did what you needed to do?
Yeah, I did.
Hi, Mr. Hunter. How you doing? You know, me and Topanga got married. I wish you could have been there. Sean's gonna be okay. I hope you're happy.
Yes, girl. Sorry, but I can't be a Matthews.
I understand. The invitation is always on the table.
Thank you. But I have a feeling there's too much repair work I gotta do for the Hunter clan.
You know, Shawnee, if you ever change your mind, you know you have family here.
I know. But I'm so sorry I ruined your party. Happy birthday.
Oh.
That is such a stupid gift. Watch how mad Dad gets.
To my dad. I'll keep this for the rest of my life.
That's from both of us there, Dad.
There is one thing that you can do for me, though.
Name it.
Yell at me like you yell at Corey and Eric.
Is that what you want?
That's what I want. Really give it to me.
Oh. I'm not afraid.
Oh, give it to him.
Oh, you're not afraid, huh?
A
Well, maybe you should be a little afraid, because I'm a Navy damn SEAL!
That's where I got that from! He used to yell at me all the time!
You want another beer, Sean? Why don't you go get one in the fridge, huh? So maybe you can lose an arm.
Ooh.
How am I doing?
Great. You're doing great.
Don't do these things anymore. It scares your friends.
I know it scares me.
And they love you.
Yeah, I do.
Never leave.
I won't.
Someday, you may want to buy a house, and you're gonna come to me.
I think this is about us.
It's a nice touch. Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. Get a job.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.